In 1857, French physicist Alexander Becquerel came up with the bright idea of the fluorescent bulb. And today, they're the hottest thing in lighting, or actually the coolest. Unlike incandescent bulbs, which generate a lot of heat and waste energy, the latest version of fluorescent bulbs, those compact, spirally-looking ones, are highly efficient. They can last 15 times longer than an incandescent bulb and generate the same amount of light using just a fifth of the energy. That's why large companies and environmental groups are championing the cool-burning bulbs.
Replace just a few bulbs in your house with compact fluorescents, and you'll save money. Every month, every year.
There's just one problem with compact fluorescent bulbs. They contain mercury, which is toxic. And when it winds up in the food chain, it can cause damage to our brain, spinal cord, kidneys, and liver. Joining me in the studio is Terry Goldberg. She's deputy director of the Northeast Waste Management Officials Association. Terry, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
There's just a small amount of mercury in these compact fluorescent lights, right?
That's correct. The amount will depend on the wattage of the bulb and the size of the bulb. So there's more mercury in larger bulbs at higher wattages.
Now, until recently, most of the fluorescent lights we've used have been in industrial places, you know, these long, thin ones in
hospitals.
That's
right. They're called linear fluorescent lamps. Typically, you see the four-foot ones in fixtures in all office buildings now are lighted by fluorescent lamps, or you see them in hospitals, schools, as you said, industrial locations. Everywhere. They're all over the place.
Now these bulbs, these little spiral bulbs, are winding up everywhere, and they're almost as cheap as regular incandescent bulbs.
That's right. They're becoming much more accessible to the consumer. Households are beginning to purchase them more and more because the price has come down and because of the energy efficiency advantages that they have.
I know that according to some industry groups, there are about 700 million of these bulbs being sold, and only a small fraction are actually being recycled for the mercury content.
Yes, my understanding from the data that we've seen, we're seeing recycling rates for fluorescent lamps on the order of 20-25% of the lamps are being recycled in the U.S. currently. Most of those, as I understand it, are the linear fluorescent lamps. Those are the more widespread lamps that you see. And from a regulatory point of view, there's no regulations related to waste generated by households, except on a local jurisdiction or state jurisdiction. So the vast majority of fluorescent lamps are used in commercial or industrial settings. And so the target has been to increase recycling by those entities.
So what does the average person do? They go to the store with the best of green intentions. They buy some of these curly-Q little bulbs, and they feel good about it. And then comes time to get rid of them, and it's not okay just to toss them in the trash?
Legally, in most jurisdictions, you can throw them in the trash if you're in a household setting.
Is that a kind of an ecological no-no, though?
Yes. We recommend that people recycle these bulbs.
And where would I bring my bulbs? I mean, that's a little onerous. You know, I've got to accumulate my bulbs, put them someplace, remember that those are the used bulbs as opposed to those are the new bulbs.
And that's true. It is a burden on consumers and residents. And it depends on where you live, what you can do with them. In locations where you have, say, household hazardous waste collection programs, some of those programs take these lamps back, or you might be able to do it through, say, a Department of Public Works if they collect household hazardous waste. But it's only in very few locations where the retailer is now involved in taking back these fluorescent lamps, like you have with the bottle bills. So, for example, in Vermont, we're now seeing True Value hardware stores, Ace hardware stores, beginning to provide this as a service to their customers. But we haven't yet seen that with Walmart or Home Depot or other large retailers of these products.
It's a real patchwork.
That's right. And that's a huge challenge.
Well, Walmart really is pushing these bulbs. They want to sell one compact fluorescent bulb to each one of their 100 million customers this coming year.
That's right. And as I understand it, there's beginning to be discussions with Walmart about this problem for their customers of what to do with these bulbs when they burn out.
Is there really a benefit, after all is said and done, of using compact fluorescent bulbs as opposed to incandescent bulbs? I'm thinking of the mercury in the environment, because coal-powered plants produce mercury.
That's right. Coal-fired power plants emit mercury because there's trace amounts of mercury in the coal, and they're burning millions of tons of coal, and that gets released to the atmosphere. And I guess I would rather than see it as one or the other, we really want to see people doing both. We want to see people buying and using energy efficient lighting, and we want to see them be able to manage the lamps at the end of life correctly. We want to see them recycle these things so that both sources of mercury are being reduced. And I think as customers, we need to begin to more and more engage our local authorities, state authorities, and at the federal level in this conversation about expanding the recycling and collection of these products at the end of their life.
Well, Terry Goldberg, thank you very much for coming in.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Terry Goldberg is Deputy Director of the Northeast Waste Management Officials Association.